Matthew 5, 21 and 22 says, murder begins in the heart. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. I see what's in your heart is saying to them, no matter what outward form of piety you present, murder is never far from your thoughts. At this point, Jesus is moving from head to heart. He's going to start nailing us regarding our thought life and attitudes. He's moving from an intellectual understanding to practical application, in your face, up front and personal. Keep in mind, please, this is all about you coming into abundant life. He who hates correction will not grow in the things of the Spirit. Jesus' hearers had heard the teaching before, but this time he says, I'm talking about your hearts, people, about your attitudes, which give rise to your deeds and behaviours. He cuts to the chase and pins them down, starting with, of all things, murder. Taken to the ultimate, when we lose our temper, that's what happens. Think of Cain and Abel. That primal emotion goes right back to Genesis and the first murder. Cain was not just angry, but very angry, and murder was the result. Take a look for yourself in Genesis 4. The sin of murder is the one Jesus zooms in on first, and he says it begins in your heart. Many of us, if we had a weapon in our hands when we've lost it with someone, would pull the trigger. How do I know? Just believe me when I say I didn't read it in a book. So straight down to brass tacks, as my old mum would say, down to the bone. You shall not murder is the sixth commandment of the ten, and it's the one which addresses our behaviour towards people around us, the first one. The first four, are towards God. Now it starts with people. And it's indicative of the fallen nature and the power of unrestrained, uncontrolled, raw, ungoverned emotion. And it started right back there in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 4, 6 and 7. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what's right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. There it is. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Sin, crouching in wait to have Cain, and of course it wins. Unable to contain himself, he rises up and slits his brother's throat. You want some blood, he says to God, have some of that. God replies, listen, your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. Cain could not rule over it, his fallen nature, inherited from his mum and dad. The cause? He was jealous. Jealous because his brother's offering wasn't accepted. Was accepted, but his wasn't. Why? Because it wasn't what God asked for. God said, only blood will make a way back into fellowship with me. Cain had another idea, and he thought it was better. He brought the work of his hands, fleshly, sweaty, effort. But God would not receive it, and he was very angry with God and his brother who did the right thing. That could be the story of some of our lives too. A good example can be absolutely infuriating.